We have a relatively quiet forecast setting up across upstate New York and interior New England. Despite a couple of hiccups in the forecast, we aren't following any significant storm systems here on the horizon over the next 7 days. That's good news. We will, however, be dealing with some colder weather returning to the region. For now, an upper-level ridge and surface high pressure will act as a block to the system to our south, keeping any wintry weather through the mid-Atlantic. The next chance to see snow showers ahead of and along a cold front will be Thursday. Ahead of the system, nuisance snow showers will be possible, but as the front gets closer, we could see a couple of snow squalls by Thursday night. The highest impact would be if we see snow squalls combined with gusty wind, making for difficult driving conditions. The front will usher in another cool down, however, for Friday and the weekend, but conditions look to stay dry. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a storm system will bring heavy rain and snow to California today and tomorrow. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible across parts of the central and southern California area, with flash flooding and debris flows concerned, particularly over sensitive burn scar areas. Snow in the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada range is also expected, but accumulations should be fairly light. This same system will spread low elevation rain and high elevation snow showers into the southwest and southern Great Basin on Thursday as well. Elsewhere across the country, sprawling surface high pressure dominates, resulting in a relatively quiet weather pattern for much of the short range period. Temperatures across the eastern third of the country, as well as the northern Rockies, will be about 10 to 15 degrees below early December normals today, with a reinforcing shot of cold air entering the northern states by Thursday as well. Afternoon highs on Thursday may be 10 to 20 degrees below average across the northern and central plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley in the wake of a cold front stretching from the Great Lakes to Texas. Light snow for northern locations and light rain for southern locations will accompany the front as it works south and east on Thursday, with precipitation increasing in intensity by early Friday across the southern plains as the upper-level system in California pushes eastward and brings a surge of moisture into the region. Snow or freezing rain may be possible as far south as the Texas Panhandle. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, increasing clouds with highs near 40. A northeast wind will make for a wind chill between 25 and 35 at times. In Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers. Highs will be right around the mid-30s. And in Boston, increasing clouds with highs in the mid-30s. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 40. The average low is 25. Record high for today, 65, set back in 2001, and the record low is 2. Set back in 1989. Sunrise today, 7:10 a.m. Sunset, 4:21 p.m. A total of 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your 24-hour U.S. temperature extremes ran from minus 35 at Peter Sinks, Utah yesterday morning to 88 degrees, all in Florida, Marathon, Florida, Pembroke Pines, and Pompano Beach. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures near freezing and valley locations. Temperatures will be colder in the mid-20s for the Adirondacks. Wind today will be light out of the west-southwest. Tonight, partial clearing with lows falling into the mid to upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and in mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind will be light and variable. Overnight, mostly clear skies with temperatures falling into the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Wind will be light out of the west. Overnight, clearing early with clouds increasing closer to sunrise. Low temperatures will fall into the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with highs near freezing. Wind will be light and variable. Overnight, skies will clear. Temperatures will fall into the mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures at or just above freezing. Skies will clear overnight with lows dipping into the upper 20s. Skies will clear overnight with lows dipping into the upper teens to 20. Your regional forecast for tomorrow: Mostly cloudy skies with light southwest wind becoming gusty overnight. That wind could gust as high as 15 to 25 miles per hour. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. Snow showers and snow squalls will be possible Thursday evening and overnight, with the best chances west of the Capital District. Snow showers will diminish into Friday morning. Skies will clear on Friday as well. Highs will be near freezing. By Saturday, continued sunshine with highs in the upper 20s. Clouds will increase late day. By Sunday, more sunshine. Highs will be in the upper 20s. Finally, by Monday, temperatures get above freezing with highs in the mid-30s under partly cloudy skies. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.